Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 and just like that, I am back at it again. Today is October 1st. Welcome to the first of the month. My name is Peter Richardson. I want to welcome you guys to Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And tonight I do have the one and only Texas Tech, former offensive lineman, former NFL star, and also WWE athlete, baby. His name is initials BC, but we call him Brandon, but Brandon Carter. Everybody stay on lookout and enjoy this moment of clarity. One of my favorite songs, and right after, we're going to get jump right into the interview. Thank you very much.
You are a piece of me. I wish I didn't.
Out there, because we all are an athlete, we all are on our own journey,
And that's what I mean, on our own journey, because life is nothing but a sport. But some people say life is a game. Hey, we're all on a race, all on a journey, but we all going at different paces, but it's not to compete. But we all need to become closer to our maker and become better people, and which means we all will get better. The nation will get better. But, hey, tonight I have Brandon Carter. He's a WWE superstar, former NFL superstar, former offensive lineman, Texas Tech Red Raider, offensive lineman. Man, this guy right here, man, this guy is very, very unique. Man, I remember when Texas Tech was coming up, whenever that same year Michael Crabtree had that most explosive catch against UT Texas Tech Longhorns. Man, Brandon Carter broke out the season and made an image for himself. I remember he kind of reminds me of a guy everybody probably knows or maybe must know. They used to call him Prime Time Deion. Deion, he was cool on the field, but what most important set him apart was the way he created himself off of the field, which is Prime Time, man, because he came out flashy, but then he made up with it on the field. But Brandon, man, this guy, you might know him as being famous for the Mohawks and Fainting Space. And before he joined the WWE, that's where he got his inspiration from. So he would dress up like that on the football field. But right now, man, I'm expecting for him to call in. So you guys just sit tight, man. And he's gonna call in. As soon as he get in, we're gonna get him on the line, and we're gonna go along with the interview. But in the meantime, while I sit and waiting on for him to call, we're gonna talk about what's going on today. What's going on today, world? Man, I'm not happy that this happened, but I'm happy that I'm alive when it happened. The government shut down. Oh, my goodness. The government shut down. How many people in their lifetime can say the government shut down? I mean, I'm not happy. You know, I'm not really sure what's going on, but, hey, that's not my battle. I could just sit here and say, I could tell my kids whenever I had them, hey, son, hey, daughter, don't think the government won't shut down because, hey, it shut down. Back in 2013, whenever I was 26 years old. So I want to give a shout-out to everybody out there that's working for the government. My prayer goes out for you. I wish you nothing but the best. And particularly a lady from work, her mother was not able to go to work today. So she was like, man, they hit home. What am I supposed to do? I said, I can do nothing but pray for you because I'm really sorry that happened, because working for the government is a great job, great benefits. But when stuff like this goes on, man, I just feel for the people who couldn't go to work today. Man, I'm sorry. The government is losing, what, 300, what, million a day? And if it's not here in, what, 10 days or $10 billion? Oh, my goodness. So I really hope us of Americans could come together as people, and just become better, and just, you know, no one, you know, it's not Burger King. Our life is not Burger King. We can't always average our way as we see that, but, hey, we got to do something, man. There's people out there that's starving, but that's enough on that issue, and that brings me to a point. It brings me to a point to what I really want to make, man. Ten commandments of what a real man is like. Ten commandment number one, do less talking and more listening. You got one mouth and two ears for one reason. That's to listen, and twice as much as you speak. You know what I'm saying? Don't go how bad your day was without talking about your partner's day first. You could be married. You could have a significant other. And I know, and I'm speaking to you on these things. This is how I'm growing and learning as a man. So as I'm growing closer to my maker, becoming a better person, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, so I can reach out and let people know, because I didn't really know growing up. So do less talking and more listening. You know, don't go on a big tirade to your significant other about, man, baby this, baby that. No, ask about her first. See how her day is going. You know what I'm saying? Or if you see an old lady walking down the street holding some grocery bags, let her take them bags off her hand and you pick them bags up. You know, go stop and help her. And if you have a pet at home and you get home, pay some attention to that pet. As soon as you get home, it's been missing you all day. I mean, come on now. What if you was at home? Talking about, you know, I just can't wait till my boy get home. And then you get home, you don't pay him no attention, and then boom, you know. That's, you know, he done ate up something. And I got a dog named Kane. You know, I didn't get to see him yesterday. I've been in the process of moving, but, hey, you know, now I get to see him, and we're going to make a do what it do. And number two, a real man is firm in his convictions, but accepting to others. If you believe in something, you should believe it with passion and conviction. Y'all just feel that right there. If you believe in something, you should believe in it with passion. Feel it, taste it. See what I'm saying? But at the same would be a very boring place if we all felt the same way. So it's good that we all have differences amongst ourselves. And which brings me into, if you're a Republican and the other guy's a Democrat, don't think the Democrat is an idiot, or the Democrat don't think that the Republican is an idiot. I'm telling you, it's you that are worried, but hey, just because someone is different than you does not mean that they're in a class lower than you, or maybe in a class higher than you. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, like about making your dreams come true, and when you start to make your dreams come true, do not put your finger or point the blame at someone else because you see them succeeding. Or they have an idea that you think might be a little better or maybe less than yours. Hey, you know, give them a pat on the butt. Tell them to keep going. See what I'm saying? Because he probably has very good reasons for believing in what he does, just like you do. And if you're feeling brave, have challenging conversations on issues about just today with people on the other side of the fence. So if you're a Republican, have conversations with a Democrat. If you're a Democrat, have conversations with a Republican. Just like that. You'll learn something new and hopefully develop empathy while you're learning. So which brings me to this point. As I said earlier, a lady for my job, mom works for the government, was not able, well, she went to work, had a meeting, then had to go back home. For us people who don't have people that in our everyday life that goes and work for the government, we don't really feel it. We just see it on TV. But to have somebody in my place of employment not only see it but feel it, man, that brings back to my point. You know how they say don't drink and drive. People don't know how serious drink and driving is until they ended up running over somebody, and it's somebody that they know, and then they want to become an advocate of it. So before you get to that point, before you become an advocate of it, go ahead and realize something, you know, and learn from it from there. And number three, I'm just going to say it straight up, just like this. Don't be concerned about making societal stereotypes. Don't be concerned with that. Being a jerk isn't manly. Calling somebody a slut is not cool. Picking on somebody is not funny. You don't get a trophy for having more sex than everybody else. Before you tweet it, you can also tweet that. You don't get a trophy for having more sex than everyone else. Maybe a trip to the clinic if you want to be real. Or wham, wham. You know everybody knows what that is. It's a baby. So I'm telling you, don't be rude. Don't go around calling a girl a slut. Man, it's not cool. And if a guy don't have the same vision as you or the same belief, doesn't mean him any lesser or higher than you. Like I said, life is a game. Our life is a race. No matter what, we all are here to get better and become better people and become closer to our maker. Come closer to our maker. Put your faith in God, pursue God, you'll become a better person. But I'm going to tell you this, once I got on that journey of pursuing God, my life did end up getting harder, because once you become a man of God, man, you will, I could not believe the challenges around me that when I started chasing God and getting the word and doing all this, man, you would not believe it. I'm just like, damn, what? Shake them haters off. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, straight like that. But hey, I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to go ahead and go into a little song break. I'm going to see if Mr. Brandon has called me. In the meantime, you guys enjoy this. Mr. Real Vibe, Prince Bull, and I'll be right biggity back.
Ask for money, then get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice. I'm from the dirty, but they just go nice. Y'all call it a moment. I call it life.
One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle coldest. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Oh, I just wanna feel this moment. Oh, I just wanna feel this moment.
Whoa, whoa. moment, darling.
One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Oh, 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 oh. I just wanna feel this moment. Oh, 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 oh. I just wanna feel this moment.
No matter what, it's hard to beat somebody
that keeps getting up. Man, and this makes me think of Rudy. Rudy, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, man, back in the day. That's what helped me get through my childhood. Through my childhood these days, man. I mean, Rudy went through it all. Dad worked in the steel mill, went through it all. Wasn't making the team, ended up making the team. Man, he reminds me of a guy who I interviewed on my show before. And I want to give a shout-out to Big Nathan Stone, man. That guy right there has drive, man. He has drive. Came in as a walk-on, ended up leaving Texas Tech on a scholarship athlete. Senior game, ended up messing his neck up real bad. And now this guy's one of the biggest dudes I've seen, man, throwing up weight. You know, weight on the weight bench, throwing it up. I mean, has a real job, a petroleum engineering job, man. That guy didn't let nothing stop him. He kept going. I'm going to call him Rudy. Shout out, Big Rudy. I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell you this. Leads me to number six. A real man knows what he wants. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of life? If you can't answer that question without hesitation, then you're doing it wrong. I'm sorry. If you can't answer what you want out of life, if you can't answer that without a hesitation, then you're doing it wrong. Without a hope, a dream, or a vision, life is boring, and I know that from experience. Without hope, without a dream, without a vision, your life is boring. I'm speaking on that from experience. After my sports days, had no hope, no vision, no dream. Didn't know what I was going to do. I prayed. Lord, I just want to wake up with the same drive I had in football. Same thing. You know what? I kept asking. I kept failing at the same time. I remember being on the wood floor. It's nothing but me and the world that I had in college in the Arab matches. Still praying. Stay positive. And the Lord ended up answering my prayers and blessing me with soul. Oh, that's why I thank you, God. God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. And that leads me to this. A real man holds himself accountable. Hold yourself accountable. You and only you are responsible for your own situation. You. Look in the mirror. You're responsible. You can't be a rude guy to your girlfriend and then blame it on work. You know, you can't go to work and be rude to your employees and blame it on your family. Vice versa. It's time for work. When it's at home, work is done. Be accountable. If you mess up on your job, be accountable. If you miss a play, be accountable. Like in sports, what's the most important play? What's the most important play in sports? Whether you play football, basketball, baseball, soccer, anything. What's the most important play? Can you answer that? The very next play, that's what the most important is. That's what the most important play is. The very next play. If you're late, you're late. Don't blame the traffic. I know if you guys stay up to date with the Kevin Hart, man, let me explain. Man, that Kevin Hart, that DVD. As you say DVD, I didn't go. I was in a movie theater. I had to wait till they get on DVD because I'm such a busy guy. But when I finally got a chance, it was only just a few weeks ago. And I seen it, and he said if he late from work, all he's telling a story. A zebra. I mean, what's it called? A debra. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about, bro? A D, bro. But, hey, it was funny. I got to give it to Mr. Hart. But, hey, don't take that outside of entertainment. If you're late for work, own up to responsibility and just let them know you're late and move on. And if they have something to say, if they want to let you off, there's something else better out there for you. I'm telling you, I know that from experience. Which leads me to number eight. A real man builds others up. Compliment people as much as possible. If you see an old lady with a cute little shirt on, like, hey, that is a cute shirt. Hey, now, you killing them. That'll make her day. I'm telling you. One of my friends, man, we used to say that every time we would see an older lady, you know, maybe in her mid-40s or maybe early 50s, we wouldn't even be doing it. We wouldn't even be doing it for anything. But it was just who we were. It was in our character. That's my boy Victor Hunter. That's one thing that he honestly really showed me. You know, he said, I like to put a smile on people's faces from time to time. And I was like, you know what, man? That's great that you do that. So whenever I'm in my place of employment or whenever I'm out with some friends, I may compliment somebody like, hey, those are some nice shoes. Oh, that's a nice shirt. Hey, that's a nice belt. People look at me weird like, oh, thank you. Just like if somebody sneezes and I don't know who they are and I say, bless you. And they look at me like, oh, wow, thank you. I'm like, yes, you are so welcome. So welcome. A real man builds others up. Sweet tie. Cute dress. New hairdo. Tell them how awesome it is. I'm telling you. I mean, it will become you. I've gotten to the point to where I've become too over the top sometimes. I have to tell myself, Pete, calm it down. Calm it down. It's like, because people be like, man, because Walt Disney, man, I went and did an internship at Disney World. I want to say a couple years ago, met some awesome people, and those people, I fit just right in with those people because I just love being positive. I love following my instinct. Let your conscience be a job. I mean, not job. Be a guide. Let your conscience be your guide, man. And follow your gut. Follow your heart. And been around those happy people smiling all the time. That was me. That's what I'm about. I love to make others better. And what that means is number 8 on the 10 commandments of being a man, build others up. Build others up. Which leads me to my next song. Which brings me back to another point. Take it back to Disney. His name is Mr. O.K. Man, this guy right here is African and French, man. This guy's a very talented guy. Me and him, I almost look kind of alike, but he's not even American. It kind of blew my mind the way that he's not even American, but he still looks like me. So, man, that's why if you're out on the couch, if you're in a small town right now, you feel like you can't get out, get out of there. Get out of there. There's more stuff out there. Man, like when I seen Mr. O.K., I was just like, wow. And I complimented him soon as I seen him. I didn't know him from Adam. I said, oh, man, that's a good-looking hoops you got in with your earring. He was like, man, appreciate it. Next thing I know, we end up being roommates. Then he ended up being a producer, and I end up playing his music on my show, which goes back to everything happens for a reason. I mean, don't be no hater. Be a congratulator, which leads me back into his song. You guys enjoyed it. It's called Lonely Mike. It's a little jazz feel, so it's just time. And you know, I know it's nighttime a little bit, so you go ahead and just take a few minutes. Just relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. And I'll be right back after this little short segment of Lonely Mike. Yo, 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 just like that, and I'm back. And what you heard on that big little smooth little jazz beat right there, that was Mr. OK from New York. When he lives in New York, he's really from the Congo and other on the outside of France. Man, I want to give a shout out to Mr. OK. Man, I hope I really got that right. And coming at you live on Blog Talk, I am Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, and which is abbreviated, which is SOAR. Man, that's all I can say. It's just sore right there, man. I'm so crunk on just sore, man. And that's my life. That's my purpose. That's why I'm here on this earth, to help you. You, yes, you listening to this, help you soar. That's what I do, man. It's a nonprofit organization where I provide life skill coaching and business opportunities to anyone. Anyone. I projectively thought everybody was supposed to be for athletes because I grew up as an athlete all my life. And then that's when I came to realization that we, all of us, whether you step inside of the white lines or on the basketball court or on the baseball diamond, on a hockey rink or anything, you know, us humans, we are all athletes on a journey to compete, but not to compete with one another, but to compete with ourselves and become closer to our maker. That's the whole meaning of S-O-A-R, which stands for SOAR, Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And I want to welcome everybody back out on the show. And before the break, I was talking about 10 commandments to be a man. I got two more that I'm going to give to you, 9 and 10, and I'll let you girls and you guys nice begin. Just like that, a real man doesn't add insult to an injury. A real man does not add insult to an injury, which means if you want an argument, don't brag about it. If you want an argument, don't brag about it. I mean, it's okay in the sports world. If you win a battle, sometimes, if the whistle has not blown yet, keep going. Keep driving, keep running. If somebody thinks you might have seen somebody hold, keep running if you haven't heard a whistle. Just like in life. If you're doing your job and you ain't heard the cue to stop, keep going. But if you win an argument and you know that you can, if you know you can get inside, up under that person's skin, if you know you're upsetting that person, whether it's male or female, when you know you've won, don't brag about it. Don't keep it going. That's when the murders, that's when people's feelings really get hurt. I mean, if you're trying to make a point, make that point, move on just so they can learn from that point and become better as a person. Don't be the person that'll hinder them and be the reason why they want to give up and not do something. A real man doesn't add insult to injury. If some nerd tripped, don't laugh at them. You have your doofus moments too, and I can call you champ. Champ, just like that. Which brings me to number 10. Number 10, baby. A real man admits when he screwed up. Don't point the blame on somebody else. Don't point the blame on Tyrone. Don't point the blame at Peter. Don't point the blame at Tasha or anybody. If you messed up, apologize. Don't dodge the issue. I learned that as a kid growing up. The longer you prolong it, the longer that punishment is going to be. Trust me. So if you mess up, apologize, don't dodge the issue, attack it, go get it over with, and then that's it. 9 times out of 10, if you go tell your mama or daddy that you messed up, they probably gonna forgive you, but just like if you cheated on your girlfriend and you told her, she might take you back. But if you let her find out from somebody else, don't try to say you sorry now. Don't try to say you sorry now. Oh, no. Just like with your parents. If you making bad grades in school and you don't tell your mama or your daddy, well, mom and dad, you know, report cards coming out and they get a phone call from Miss So-and-so like, so he has been messing up. Oh, he has been making good grades. Oh, well, thanks for letting me know. Next thing you know, you come home with a warm belt waiting for you instead of some warm chicken. That's what I'm saying. So it's better just to take the issue head on. A real man admits when he screws up. Then it's controlled, it's best done as quickly as possible. I'm telling you. And I'm going to go straight from 10 to number 1. Number 10, what I just say. A real man admits when he screws up. Number 9, a real man doesn't add insult to injury. A real man builds others up. Number 7, a real man holds himself accountable. Number 6, a real man knows what he wants. A real man learns from his fight. Number 5, number 4, a real man cares about his appearance. Get that physique up. Do some crunches. Number three, a real man is a concern with meeting. All this social media stuff, stereotypes. Being a jerk isn't manly. Calling somebody,
hey, I heard she get around.
That's not cool. Picking on somebody is not funny. I'm telling you. Number two, a real man is firm in his conventions, but accepting others. You want to accept everyone. Who are you to judge somebody before judgment day? Are you Jesus? Are you God? I don't think so. You was a born sinner, just like the rest of you. So who are you to judge? Number one, a real man puts others before himself, just like a family. Say, man, did you guys, I don't know if you guys catch up with the world news, but did you see what was going on in that mall? Oh, my gosh. Man, these guys, they rented this place in the mall. They stalk the place out. Next thing you know, they come out, take over the control room, and just start shooting everybody up in the mall. But most important, did you see on Good Morning America where this guy, he crawled over to this this woman and the child. I don't even think it was his family. He crawled over there and guided them out of the mall. Now, that's putting others before yourself. Now, that's what you call courage with a capital C. What you call courage, putting others before yourself. But that's my take, man, is what it takes to be a M-A-N, which stands for man. And just like that, that's what I want to share with you guys tonight. Man, I'm really sorry for you guys who was really looking forward to listening to Mr. Brandon Carter speak. Man, that guy really, his journey has been nothing but exciting. He finished up at Texas Tech, ended up going to the NFL, first for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints, went on to become a WWE star. WWE star, and now he's personal training, helping people do what he's done. I mean, if you guys can see pictures of this guy, he started all. I remember our freshman year, he came in 2005, weighing over 300. I mean, looking like a real offensive lineman. He even graduated looking like a real offensive lineman, but now you couldn't even tell he played offensive line. This guy is nothing but an inspiration. There's nothing for them guys out there. I mean, he could easily win the Biggest Loser because he's nothing but motivation, shows nothing but dedication. Nothing but dedication. Becoming a better person. But hey, that's what I'm going to leave you guys with. I have my 1-year anniversary coming up for Soar Radio. It's going to be taking place October 5th, this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Grove Apartments. And yes, I do have the performances from the Real World. Portland's own Marlon Williams is going to be there performing. K-Mac's own Brian Duncan going to be there with a speech. And then I got Dwayne Slay, former Chicago Bears, also Big 12 All-American, Cody Hodges, Texas Tech quarterback back in 2005. Man, I'm telling you, it's a party atmosphere. It's going. That's all I'm going to say. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and leave you with my theme song, I Can't Do It. And there will not be no radio show next Tuesday, but you can feel free to catch me Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Grove Apartments doing my 1-year anniversary. It's a live shot. I'm going to be out there in person. We all going to be there. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, we're going to be uplifting, and that's why I'm just leaving with you at that because I'll be here all night, all caps. Okay, God bless. Hope everybody sleep tight. And for you guys who's not able to go to work tomorrow, you will definitely have my prayers. So very sorry. And you guys kiss your loved ones tonight. My name is Peter Richardson, logging off of Blog Talk Radio. Everybody have a blessed night. Everybody have a great day in the morning. See you later. Bye-bye.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to love. Maybe that'll kind of make the pain go away. Let's forgive you for abandoning.
Prosper, thrive.